Hey everybody, so this is my first ever podcast and I'm sort of shook about what to talk about, but I think I'm going to read this story, so I'm going to pull it up real fast. Wait, did it cut out? Oh no, it didn't. Okay, I thought it had cut out my recording. It's on the app Wattpad, and I'm going to be reading a different story. If I can find it, I will read it. I'm going to be reading a story called Heat Waves. This specific one is by TBHY Your Lang. So, it starts off. A gentle glow from the computer screens washes over the dark desk, colors flickering in rapid motion. The motion whirls in its self-defense of the glowing heat. The ceiling fan lays, mockingly silent and sniffling the air. Reclining in a seat, Dream's head is tilted and to watch the wooden slats for the slightest tremor. Betrayal. The beads of sweat collect near his hairline. He tugs absently on the sticky plastic of his headphones where they rest around his neck. A small light on an exterior blinks green. Dream, he hears George say faintly. Wait, did he leave? Sapnap asks. It says he is in the call still. George's voice slowly grows closer. Dream begins to unattach his eyes from the fan. Dream? The concerned voice makes Dream sit up. He pushes his headphones back and he faces. Hello? Sorry, I zoned out for a second. He blinks to register what is on his screen. He's seeing green grass blocks and Sapnap's avatar crouching in front of him. Shoot, did you end the stream? He quickly tabs out just in time for George to laugh. No, but I'm about to. I couldn't end it without saying bye. George says a small, considerate act was enough to bloom with warmth in Dream's chest. He smiles. Oh, all right. Bye, Stream. Bye, Sapnap yells. George waves to the camera. Bye, you guys. Thank you so much. Also, pray for Dream's air conditioning. And my fan broke, Dream adds. Bye-bye, Dream. Bye-bye, George repeats, then disappears from Dream's view. The stream has ended. A familiar feeling creeps onto Dream's chest. Whenever that message appears post-stream, disappointment clouded with confusion. Today is a lot of accompanied by trickles of regret. He frowns. Sorry, I spent so much time of your stream complaining about the weather. He says, clicking back onto the server. Sapnap has placed an oak sign before him that reads, "We win, Dream." Can't take the heat? He rolls his eyes and breaks it. It's fine, really. I just feel bad for you, George says. His avatar bounds over and starts placing doors on the ground. Any idea when it will be fixed? Soon, I hope. Dream answers with a huff, opening and closing the doors to appease George. I don't think I can take much more of this. They'd been playing for the past 3 hours, meaning Dream had been accumulating enough sweat in his boxers to stick to his chair for much longer than any man should. Physical comfort was a key component for him to stay mellow. And not munch distracted him from itching tags and blistering heat? Not much. That is besides gaming. Seeing you was nice though. Something about your cheerful face distracts me from my agony, he confesses, words leaving his mouth before he can attempt to filter. He cringes. What was that? Oh my gosh, shut up, George says as he sounds embarrassed. Snapnap coos. Maybe I should stream with my camera on too. Dream laughs, running away from the two of them to ease his sudden spike in nervousness. That would keep my attention. Oh yeah, are my streams not interesting enough for you, Dream? George says, flying after him. What? Dream says, feeling a pang of guilt. What makes you think that? I love your streams. George continues, to act offended? If you love them, you wouldn't zone out randomly. I didn't mean to, Dream whines, which only makes the other two laugh. I got distracted by misery and too tired to airbend a breeze in here. Yeah, right, Sapnap says. You can have been doing just that for 10 minutes. 10 minutes? Dream repeats, bewildered. He didn't feel it had been that long. He was exploring the map, then clicking onto George's stream to see where he was. And of course, George was smiling and yelling, but somehow full of energy and spirit. And the hot air started to seep into Dream's soul. You were AFK for a while, George says. We were still talking to you and thought you'd mute yourself or something. Chat thought it was embarrassing. Oh, Dream says. Hold on, did you mean to mute yourself? Sapnap asks, laughing in his own institution. Little too excited watching George. Both Dream and George explode in disgusted yells. Good Lord, Sapnap. Sapnap! George sends a series of hits raining down onto his avatar. You're so inappropriate off stream. You're gross, Dream says, a laugh, but it's feedable and half heated. But his pulse was rapidly drumming inside his skull. It was not lost to Stream the dilemma. One of their fated calls lasted to a stare, George ceilingless. Why did George have anything to do with it? Envy, perhaps? Of his friend's ability to be wearing a hoodie in the middle of summer? He brushes it off. It's true, though. George's face does get me excited. George groans, making Sapnap and Dream laugh. Now you're trying to make me uncomfortable. Flustered, you mean? Dream inputs quickly. Oh no, I'm sick of you two, George says, immediately exiting the server. Consider this a rage quit. George not found had left the game. Dream sends a sad face emoji into the chat. No, Georgie, Sapnap pleads. You did a great job today, Dream says, says wholeheartedly. I'm going to rewatch what I miss of it later. George laughs. I seriously have to go. I'll talk to you soon, he says, small sounds emitting from Discord, signifying he has left the call. The feeling returns to Dream, chest its awaken into the cold rush that follows when he moves his hands from the steaming mug. Some nights after their friends have logged off for good, he'll do anything to avoid getting into bed. Twitter, minigames, coding, creating playlist. His favorite nights, though, are when George wakes up early, early enough to keep him company and their conversations radiate with warmth of both the Florida night and the English sunrise. So whenever George jokingly becomes angry with him, Dream can't dispel the tiny tremor of worry that maybe he's gone too far. He doesn't like to mull over thoughts of them really fighting. It's terrifying to him, like nothing else. He knows George will call again in the morning, and that it isn't nearly as upset as he lets on. Yet he still finds himself carefully watching the dot next to George. Next to George's name switch from the green pale gray. I think I'm gonna hop off too, Dream says to Sapnap. All right, see ya. After disconnecting, he swivels around from his chair to face the bed. The dark comforter has been kicked to the floor, sheets askew. A window above his bed is shut tight to keep the humid air and insects out. But he can see the soft orange streetlights in the distance. He sighs and wishes for the rain. He remembers running barefoot on the neighborhood streets as a child when storms would roll in from the sea, splashing the gravelly puddles and letting the cool air and raindrops dampen his hair. That space was a euphoric breath, temperature smoldering, the green air, palm trees swaying in the wind, the hint of thunder and lightning, but it felt so far from him, especially in this dreadful winter. I'm going to stop the stream there for now, and I really hoped y'all liked that story of heat waves, but I need to go, and I'll pick it back up on the next podcast. Bye!